been called to open blind eyes.
Welcome to His Word Heals. You can also visit us online at www.hiswordheals.com. Today's message is part two of the Song of Moses, the Song of the Lamb, and the New Song. And today we're going to focus on the New Song. If you didn't listen to last week's message, please go to www.hiswordheals.com to our blog page and listen to part one.
But what about the new song that the 144,000 sing in Revelation? Could the song that they are taught by the Lamb also be a clue to their identity and role in the last days during the trumps of Revelation? This is obviously a different group with a different destiny and a different song, and they are called the first fruits of Yahweh. Keep in mind as we read that the first fruits are just a portion of the harvest and represent a much larger harvest to come.
The four living creatures and the 24 elders also sing this new song. First, we'll read Revelation 5, 9 through 14, actually 8 through 14. Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp.
Interesting to note here, they all had harps, and David played the harp.
And golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and have redeemed us to Elohim by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And have made us kings and priests to our Elohim, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Revelation 14, verse 3 through 5. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to Elohim and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of Elohim. To get some clues to what this new song will be about, let's read where else in Scripture a new song, quote-unquote, is mentioned. It's actually mentioned in several Psalms and Isaiah 42. Psalm 33, Rejoice in Yahweh, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise Yahweh with the harp.
Again, this includes the melody with the harp.
Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings.
Interesting, it's an instrument with 10 strings. Could that have anything to do with the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom?
Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy, or teruah, I'm sure, of joy. For the word of Yahweh is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them. By the breath of his mouth he gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Yahweh brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of Yahweh stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose Elohim is Yahweh, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Yahweh looks from the heavens to see all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of Yahweh is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for Yahweh. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Yahweh, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for Yahweh, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock.
Is this new song perhaps about deliverance out of or removal out from tribulation?
And established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our Elohim. Many will see it in fear and will trust in Yahweh. Blessed is the man who makes Yahweh his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Yahweh, my Elohim, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my Elohim, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Yahweh, you yourself know, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation, your Yeshua. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly.
Note how the singer of this new song says that they are proclaiming the good news and the salvation of Yahweh. They don't hide it within their hearts. They proclaim it in front of the great assembly, in front of everyone, in front of their congregations. It's not about calendars. It's about his salvation, his Yeshua, his good news. We should not hide Yeshua from anyone.
Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me, for innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Yahweh, to deliver me. O Yahweh, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame, who say to me, Aha, aha! Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation, your Yeshua, say continually, Yahweh be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet Yahweh thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my Elohim. Psalm 96. O sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation, his Yeshua, from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. But Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to Yahweh, O families of the peoples. Give to Yahweh glory and strength. Give to Yahweh the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. The world is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful, and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before Yahweh. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. And we'll continue on through Psalm 97 and 98, because Psalm 96 talks about a new song, and Psalm 98 also is a new song. So we're going to read Psalm 97 as well, because I think it's a continuation of the new song. Yahweh reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world, the earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Yahweh, at the presence of Yahweh of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast in idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice. Because of your judgments, O Yahweh, for you, Yahweh, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love Yahweh hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. O sing to Yahweh a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. Yahweh has made known his salvation, his Yeshua, who is his right hand. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation, the Yeshua of our Elohim. Shout joyfully to Yahweh, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. Sing to Yahweh with the harp and the sound of the psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before Yahweh the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before Yahweh, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity.
I don't know about you, but I could hear a lot of Revelation talk in there. The singers of the new song will not only proclaim his salvation, his Yeshua, they will also be proclaiming the righteousness of his judgment.
Psalms 144. Blessed be Yahweh my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Yahweh, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath, his days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Yahweh, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters.
The great waters of the tribulation, perhaps?
From the hand of foreigners whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O Elohim. On a harp of 10 strings I will sing praises to you, the one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David his servant from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose Elohim is Yahweh. And the last psalm that mentions the new song is Psalm 149, and I'm going to go ahead and read 150 as well. Praise Yahweh, sing to Yahweh a new song, and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation, Yeshua. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of Elohim be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations, and punishments on the peoples. to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Praise Elohim in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, or shofar. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. So we can see the new song is all about deliverance of Yahweh's people through the judgment of the world, the destruction of his enemies, and the restoration of his people. That is the new song. And last of all, we'll read Isaiah 42, verses 10 through 17. Sing to Yahweh a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth, you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them. Let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to Yahweh and declare his praise in the coastlands. Yahweh shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have held my peace a long time. I have been still and restrained myself. Now I will cry like a woman in labor. I will pant and gasp at once. I will lay waste the mountains and hills, and dry up all their vegetation. I will make the rivers coastlands, and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed who trust in carved images, who say to the molded images, you are our gods. Again, in that passage, we see salvation for his people and forgiveness and atonement and judgment for those that go astray and do not obey or honor him, but serve carved images. The Song of the Lamb and the New Song are both about Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, Yahweh's Shua, and that along with the events of the Book of Revelation are all about the fulfilling of the ultimate Day of Atonement, the ultimate Yom Kippur. Those trusting in Yeshua, singing the Song of the Lamb, the New Song, are atoned for, redeemed by the blood of Yeshua, when he, as High Priest in heaven, puts his own blood on the four horns of the altar, redeeming his people who have been scattered to the four corners of the earth, as was prophesied in the Song of Moses. They, we, are atoned for by his blood and gathered from the four corners of the earth at the beginning of the seventh day, the day of Yahweh, the millennial Shabbat, when Yeshua will rule and reign from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Shua.
I think this new song that is taught to the 144,000 is a clue that we need to read, understand, and study these passages in Scripture that I just read about a new song and learn from them and apply them to our lives. So we're going to spend the next few episodes on going into an in-depth study of this new song or these passages with a new song. Many years ago, at the beginning of this ministry, we put together a Healing Scripture CD set to music, and the first tract in this CD was a praise tract. And interestingly, before I ever studied the Song of the Lamb and the Song of Moses and the new song, this praise tract included pretty much probably all of the scriptures that we just read with the new song. And so in ending of this program, I'm going to play part of the praise tract, and you can get the free download of this Healing Scriptures CD, including the praise tract with the new song on it, at our website, www.hiswordheals.com. There's free MP3 download, or just drop us an email and we'd be happy to send you a CD. Psalms 33, 1 through 9. Rejoice in Yahweh, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise Yahweh with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of Yahweh is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lay up the depth of the storehouses. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalms 34, 1 through 15. I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Yahweh. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of Yahweh camps round about them that fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear Yahweh, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, and hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. What man is he that desireth life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Isaiah 12, 1 through 6. And in that day thou shalt say, O Yahweh, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, Elohim is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Master Yehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise Yahweh. Call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto Yahweh, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Isaiah 25, 1. O Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah 42, 5 through 12. Thus saith Elohim, Yahweh, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, Yahweh, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto Yahweh a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto Yahweh, and declare his praise in the islands.